Corey, you look terrible.
Coffee?
What are you doing with coffee?
I always drink coffee after I kill a man.
Corey, Mr. Feeney's in the hospital because of a bad appendix. No matter what you wished, you had nothing to do with it.
But how come I can't get him out of my mind? Why am I seeing him everywhere?
Because you feel guilty.
Because I wished he'd get sick.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
So I wouldn't have to take his stupid geography test about stuff I'd never need.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I had a teacher in fourth grade, Miss Perch. Now, the name Perch implies that she was a lot better looking than she actually was.
And this relates to me how?
You know why I'm the manager down at the supermarket? Because when I started out as a box boy, I could add long columns of numbers in my head faster than the cashiers could at the machines. I always told everyone it was a natural gift, but the fact is I knew it was a gift from Miss Perch.
So why did you feel guilty?
Well, when she was trying to teach me math, I was the kid in the back of the room always going, I'm never gonna need this. By the time I figured out why I needed it, it was too late to say thank you.
So you're saying Feeney's teaching us stuff now that we're gonna need when we're older. And instead of saying thank you, I wished for him to get sick. Is that why I'm having nightmares?
Your nightmares are just a manifestation of your guilt. You created them. You can control them.
What's for breakfast, Mr. Matthews? Down here. How you doing?
Don't scare me anymore, Mr. Feeney. You're not real. You're just a manifestation of my guilt.
Ooh, manifestation. Big word for someone who can barely spell cat.
I created him. I can make him go away.
Ha, ha, ha.